I'm reading A Happy Day. It was very early. The birds were still in bed, and the sun had yet to open its bright eye on the world. The sky was grey and grainy. The air was cold, and three women walked slowly towards the graveyard. Jesus was buried there, and the women were coming to visit his grave. They talked in sad whispers. They cried. They held each other's hands. Jesus had been dead for 3 days, and they missed him very much. Just as they reached the graveyard, however, some surprising things happened. The ground began to shake. The air began to tremble, and quick as lightning, an angel flashed down from heaven and rolled the stone away from Jesus' tomb. Everything went quiet. The ground stopped moving, but the women shook with fear. "Don't be afraid," the angel said. "Come and see. The tomb is empty. Jesus is alive." Arm in arm, the women crept past the angel and into the tomb. The sheets were still there. The sheets they had wrapped round his dead body. But Jesus himself was gone. "Where is he?" asked the women. "What have you done with him?" "I told you," smiled the angel. "He's not dead anymore. He's come back to life, and he wants you to tell all of his friends." The women looked at each other. They didn't know whether to laugh or cry. They could hardly believe it. That is, until they hurried out of the tomb and ran straight into Jesus. "Oh, Jesus," they cried, "it's true. You are alive." They fell at his feet, amazed. "There's no need to be afraid anymore," he said. "God has made everything all right. But I have a job for you. I want you to tell the rest of my friends that I'm alive. Tell them I will meet them on the seashore in Galilee, where all our adventures started." The women waved goodbye and hurried off to Jerusalem. The birds were singing now. The sun's bright eye was wide open, and they had the most amazing story to tell.
Soon we'll be going to the empty tomb to receive communion, to receive God's blessing, standing by that tomb in our spiritual garden. Hundreds and hundreds of people have already seen it, and hundreds more will be seeing it in the future. Many will sit on the bench there and will wonder. I wonder what they'll be thinking about. I wonder what you think about the empty tomb. What does it mean to you today? Well, as we heard on that first Easter story, it meant very different reactions. There were very different reactions from very different people. There was first the soldier and the religious leader who came along and looked at the tomb. They looked in and they thought, "That's the end. That's the end of the story. Full stop. Jesus is dead. We saw it happen. And that is it." Well, I wonder if you know someone who feels a bit like that, who thinks that Jesus was just somebody who was in the past and now is dead, buried, and that was the end, full stop. The only thing to celebrate on Easter Day is more holidays and lots of chocolate, perhaps. But not everyone thinks like that, of course. We remember in the story how Peter came to the tomb. He had a slightly different reaction. He went to the tomb, peered in. He saw the... Yeah, he just didn't know what to make of it. Sort of a bit dramatic, Peter, wasn't he? That's very, very good, Peter. Thank you. He went to the tomb and peered in. He saw the strips of cloth there and he went away wondering to himself what had happened. It was the end, but with a question mark, not a full stop. Was it really the end? He had a lot of questions. I wonder if you know people who have a lot of questions about Jesus. They'd like to believe, but they have so many doubts and want to work it all out and get it all sorted, and no, they can't quite believe yet. They're wondering, they're questioning, could Jesus be alive? And then, on that first Easter, there were another group of people who came, and these were the women. These were the women who came to the tomb. They were just as surprised. But then they believed and they knew that what Jesus had said had come true. And they were full of joy and they even bumped into Jesus on the way back. And he assured them that all was well. That he was alive again. What a thrilling moment that must have been. Jesus was alive. This was not the end. A big exclamation mark of praise replaced the questioning or the full stop. And their life was utterly different. And their message was to go out to the whole world. And because of their message, we have that message today. And we celebrate with an exclamation mark. Well, some do. There are others who will still have question marks, and there will be others who still, it's a full stop, it's the end of the story. But there were those who did change over time, weren't there? You think of Peter, he was a person with a question mark, and later he would become someone with an exclamation mark. He knew it was not the end. Some people, like St. Paul, years later, who for him it was the full stop and that was it, he moved straight into an exclamation mark person when Jesus met him on the road to Damascus. It was a dramatic event. It's not always as dramatic as that for people. Sometimes it can be a slow process, and sometimes it can be unexpected. When Jesus comes and shows himself, as it were, today. I remember a lady in the first parish where I was a vicar in the countryside. She was a farmer called Wendy. And I was preaching a sermon in this tiny little church in the middle of the countryside. And it was the middle of the summer. The birds were singing and it was a beautiful day. And at the end of the service, she came up to me and she said, "Jonathan, I think I can believe in the resurrection now." I said, "Wendy, well, why is that?" As I wasn't preaching at all about the resurrection or anything. She said, "I don't know. It just came to me in the middle of the service." And I thought, Jesus really is alive. I know it in my heart. A farmer from Radnorshire. It happened to me quite quickly and quite dramatically when I heard the good news and I responded and asked Jesus to come and be my Saviour and Lord. And I remember coming back from a conference where I'd heard that good news in Liverpool and we stopped on the way back, coming back to my hometown in Colwyn Bay, and we went to the toilet, had a toilet break, got off the coach And this huge surge of joy just filled me, and I just jumped for joy across the road, literally, and I shouted, "Hallelujah!" A bit over the top, this vicar, but I know. But that was how I felt deep within, and I haven't lost that joy when I'm in the good place with God. It's amazing what the living, risen Jesus can do in people's lives. I wonder if you see the tomb differently this year than how you did maybe 3 years ago. Well, if you've moved from a full stop to a question mark, or a question mark to an exclamation mark, that's the work of God, the Holy Spirit. Maybe this Easter, as you look at the tomb, you can ask God to show you the truth about Jesus and wait for him to change your life. Amen. So let's turn to God now in prayer.